Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Yo, yo, ladies and gentlemen, back on Needin' Unfiltered, myself, Kenyon Martin, and Jada Kiss.
You're back for another episode of Needin' Unfiltered. Get ready.
There it is. Now we're ready. Yeah, man, let's get it started, man. There's a lot going on around the NBA. First off, I'm pretty sure you heard the Draymond Green quotes, his conversation with the media.
He had a problem about people sitting out or something.
Say it again now.
What did he? I didn't really catch it. I seen it this morning come across the screen, but I was on my way to the gym, so I didn't really get a full gist of it.
Yeah, so we're going to play this clip, and then we'll talk about it, and then we'll get back to it.
Okay. Let's go to the videotape.
To watch Andre Drummond before the game sit on the sideline, then go to the back, and then come out in street clothes because a team is going to trade him is bull. Because when James Harden asked for a trade and essentially dogged it, I don't think there was no surprise or no, you know, there's no one's going to fight back that James was dogging it his last days in Houston. But he was castrated for wanting to go to a different team, and everybody destroyed that man. And yet a team can come out and say, oh, we want to trade a guy, and then that guy is to go sit. And if he doesn't stay professional, then he's a cancer, and he's not good in someone's locker room, and he's the issue. And we've seen situations of Harrison Barnes getting pulled off the bench. You know, DeMarcus Cousins finding out that he's traded in an interview after the All-Star game, and we continue to let this happen. But I got fined for stating my opinion of what I thought should happen with another player. But teams can come out and continue to say, oh, we're trading guys, we're not playing you. And yet we're to stay professional. At some point, as players, we need to be treated with the same respect and have the same rights that the team can have.
We just created another segment off that little Draymond interview. You know how we got the what would Kenyon do?
Yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we now got the What Does Jada Think segment.
Oh, really?
Excuse me, because I want to applaud Draymond for speaking up. I think he was hammer to nail with everything he said.
Yeah. Yeah, and I agree. That teams can come out and basically, like I said, we don't want you to play because we're trying to trade you. And
he made the perfect example, though, with Harden, though. That was the perfect example.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree wholeheartedly with everything he said. Because he's been in that situation. Like, you know, like I said, he got fined for speaking up on what another player should do or on trying to get another player to go join another team or leave another team, whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? And other people have done the same. And for this situation to be now with Andre Drummond and then now Blake Griffin as well.
Blake Griffin, yeah.
You know, for the team to come out and basically, we want you to come around, but we're not going to play you because we're trying to get rid of you.
Ready,
and,
yeah.
And there's no consequence for those actions like there are when players speak up on certain things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's his gripe with the whole situation that anytime a player does it, then it's not the same playing field as when the team does it.
Yeah. You know,
but we out here playing and they out there, the ones putting it all on the line. So they should have the same input on things as the team. You know what I'm saying? So I agree.
I also think he's from that cloth of players like yourself. You know what I mean? He is not out of the whole league. It's not going to be too many of the players like yourself, players like Draymond that speak up, that step up and really don't give a shit. And going, you know what I mean, tell it how they really see it.
Yeah, that's what
honest and sincere about, you know, the situation. And I think more players feel like that, but they scared to step up to the plate and say it just because the politics and the business and the contractual part of it. Yeah.
Yeah, they're scared how people go
react
see
to
them.
It. And,
what people
how
have
they gonna
to say,
view them at. Yeah.
How they gonna go on their page and say this and say that and unfollow them on Instagram and Twitter and all that. So they worried about all that. You know what I'm saying, but no, things need to be said. And you got to applaud Draymond for saying it. There was more to the clip, too.
But then when Kyrie Irving say, oh, my mental health is off, everybody go crazy about that, too. Do you not think that affects someone mentally? As much as we put into this game to be great, to come out here and be in shape, to produce for fans every single night, and most importantly, to help your team win, do you think that doesn't affect someone mentally? But as players, we're told to, no, you can't say that. You can't say this, but teams can. It goes along the same lines of when everyone wants to say, oh, man, that young guy can't figure it out. But no one wants to say the organization can't figure it out. At some point, the players must be respected in these situations, and it's ridiculous, and I'm sick of seeing it. Y'all have a great night. I'll see y'all tomorrow or Wednesday.
Once again, what does Jaden think? I think he crushed. I got to applaud that young man for he might get – they red flag him because they say he's too boisterous. But with that whole interview, he was direct head on with every issue he displayed right there. Was I see nothing wrong with nothing he said right there. Nothing.
Yeah, because it's – and he's, like I said, once again, he's speaking from a place of – he's in it.
Experience.
Yeah, exactly. He's in it. You know, he's been around it. He know these guys personally, and for it continuously happen and no one to speak up. And when there's someone does speak up, now it's a big deal. And for teams to overlook certain aspects of what they doing to guys, you know, like you said, like, you don't think this affect guys mentally when you tell a guy that you can't play? Well, yeah, it's going to affect me. Like, okay, I want to leave, but I'm still here to do a job. I'm still playing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like the James case. Like, James basically packed it in, you know, but it wasn't like Andre Drummond still out here playing hard. You know what I'm saying? You know,
Facts.
So he's, yeah, I'm saying he give a fuck. So for them to go out and do that and there's no, like I said before, there's no consequence for their actions, you know. So, yeah, but teams need to be held accountable, man, that they shouldn't be allowed to just put people out there like that. If you're trying to trade me, you're trying to trade me. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But to come out publicly and, like, let everybody know, like,
you trading me and you sitting me. You don't want me to be a part of the team, but, you know, I can't play until the trade goes through. That's disrespectful.
Yeah, and then just say if it don't go through.
Yeah.
Like that man on the last year's deal. So then what comes with that? You know, I'm saying what comes with that? Like, is he hard to deal with? Is he a headache now? Because he's not so people start to nitpick and start to
get their own views on him the way.
Yeah, that might affect his future earnings, you know. So you know, I'm saying it plays a lot more than just right now, you know, and there's no consequence to these teams for doing it, which is bullshit. I'm saying like he said, it's bullshit, man. Yeah,
that's a big fact.
Yeah, but I just don't. Luckily, I was never in that kind of situation to where I was on the team. But when the whole Melo thing went down, like it was said that he didn't want to be there, but he still showed up and played.
Yeah,
you know, and then not one time did he come out and say he didn't want to be there.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's them putting that narrative out there.
Yeah, definitely. So. I've been in that situation, but not me personally, where it was like team didn't want me there or they didn't want me to play. And like, that's, yeah, because I wouldn't have took it well, you know, like, so they do that shit to certain people. Like, you're not finna dictate nothing with me. Like, trade me then. Trade me or buy me out. Like, one of the two, you're not finna sit me. I'm saying you got to give me opportunity to go out there and play. You know, I'm pretty sure that's what Blake and Andre is thinking, man. So hopefully they land somewhere good.
Well, so they said I heard Lonzo Ball and Drew Bledsoe was on the trading block.
Then they gonna get rid of both of the guards? Shit, I thought that's why they got Bledsoe, because of ball, like the ball situation. You know,
they've been saying he's been getting carved on the defensive tip, because they got him as a defensive guard, but they've been saying that's just what I'm, you know, that ain't me saying.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going on what you're saying, but I thought they got him for that. Yeah,
and
but
now that's the organization shooting them down.
Yeah, that's the league though. You know what I'm saying? Like guys get to a certain point and don't know if he was like he bled always played hard. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't know if I ever looked at Eric at E. Bled as a like dominant ball stopper. You know what I'm saying? He just played hard at all times.
Yeah.
You know, give he was his athletic. All. Yeah, yeah. So I don't necessarily know if I looked at him as like a Drew Holiday. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like get on that ball and it's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, but no, I'm saying Lonzo Ball thing is shocking if he is on the block. Because I think he can be good with Brandon and Zion, letting them grow together. I'm saying he'll pass first point guard. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I think that could work.
Love Zo over there. Yeah. I think he's perfect for that team, though, for New Orleans.
Yeah, but what would you get back for it? Is the thing. Like, I don't – who for that situation that
NBA
Ricky,
always
– Ricky Rubio or some shit. Like,
they
I don't,
had him, they, I think, they, right?
So they'll do some shit like that. Like, they'll do some shit like that.
They got a young team that they should just let them build and grow together.
I agree.
But the politics and the business always somehow disrupts that.
Yeah.
They got a good group of guys that could learn together and become something.
So if, like we were saying the other day, so if Andre Drummond get bought out, because we were saying that's what it's going to take, right, in order for him to go join Brooklyn or somebody like that, do you think that's where he end up if that's the case, like somewhere like Brooklyn, or you think it's –
I would love him. I think if he end up in Brooklyn, he could get the last laugh at Cleveland. I think anywhere he go, he's going to get the last laugh. But if he go to Brooklyn, I think he could really help them, help KD, Kyrie. Because
everywhere else is not living in Cleveland. Everywhere else is not living in goddamn Cleveland, trust me. Like, I'm pretty sure he's looking for the first thing smoking out of that bitch.
Yeah, coming from the D too.
Yeah, so and then Blake too. You know what I'm saying? Like where Blake? Like they both can go help somebody, I think, if they motivated. I think if Blake motivated to go out and compete and play, now that he can get out of Detroit. Shit, I don't know. Like I'm somewhere like Dallas. Dallas needs some help,
yeah,
I think.
Blake, I think they discouraged Blake, sent him to Detroit after all them good years on the Clippers. I think and then they got the injury. I think, I don't know. Like you said, he got to come back with that drive, with that energy and that motivation to want to help a team out.
Yeah, I heard something the other day that Blake ain't had a dunk all season. And I heard he ain't dunked like last season either. Like, he hasn't had one dunk.
What?
You see, look at your face. Yeah, that's the same look I had. Yeah, hasn't had a dunk in a game.
That's crazy.
Right,
he used to be the number one. He used to tear the rim off. For him to not have one dunk thus far this season, and he didn't dunk last year.
Oh, Blake hasn't dunked since 2019. He had 124 3-point attempts.
Haven't dunked since 2019. It's crazy. I'm gonna make some money at it when we finish the show off.
Yeah, go. How crazy is
that's
that,
insane,
man? Right? Like, just think about it. Some of the highlights that's floating around here, this man.
All old. That's crazy.
Right? Just think about it.
That'll
be like me going one couple years in my career and be like, you know what, Kenyon ain't had a dunk. Motherfuckers be like,
you know something's wrong.
Get the fuck out of here, man.
Like, I gotta talk to him.
Like 100, he shot 124 threes this year. No dunks.
That's crazy.
He ain't going nowhere near the basket. Like, he frustrated. He won't out. He like, listen, I'm not jumping to hurt myself no more for y'all. Yo, yeah, nah, yeah.
That's
the definite. Oh, wait, he taking the easy road.
Taking it easy.
I'm gonna go get this 25 to 30 mil that y'all giving me, man. And hey,
take it easy.
What? How they come on?
How they take it easy?
Yeah. So, injury update, the Anthony Davis thing.
I told somebody I knew he wasn't gonna make. I mean, I hope he gets speedy recovery, but he's injury prone. Doing the eye test, look at him. He gets hurt easy a lot.
Yeah, I don't know if like this one is more serious than the things that he's had in the past that I've heard about. But yeah, it's from New Orleans to now. Like it's always something. Like people used to always ask me about it. I'm like, man, I don't know about his pain threshold. Yeah, like, I don't know if he can tolerate. Yeah, like you're supposed to be able to play through some shit and block out some things. Like,
yeah.
And I'm looking up. He got a finger this time, a elbow strain this time. He stubbed his third toe. Like, how you stub your third toe? Like, how you jam that? Like, how you get turf toe in that toe? That shit is crazy. Yeah, bro. Like,
so that's going to be the issue with me with him, I think. Because I always thought he wasn't really that durable. I think that got a lot to do with him having that growth spurt. Cause he probably got his bones still think he little, probably.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. I'm saying you growing that much in high school, But this is more serious than other things. I hope he bounced back from it and it don't lead to that serious thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's because it's more common nowadays than not. No, that Achilles thing, man, is
been seeing a lot more of them than you used to. Yep.
Yeah, you know right. why? Like I thought about it. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't, you know, I'd be having to pinpoint this shit, man. Like why? Like why this injury right now is so prevalent now. And it's cause they baby these dudes, man. Like, just think about the dude who don't get hurt in the NBA play the most. And who is that?
Bron.
Fucking right. He played the most. He don't sit out. He don't take days off when he not like they don't baby him. He played through shit. So he don't get those kind of injuries.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
When you start babying these guys, training camp different, they resting them different, they babying them, load management, like all that shit is real. So we was playing through stuff, and we had real life. We were doing 2-a-days in training camp. Like, these motherfuckers barely practicing in training camp. Like, training camp is a joke nowadays. Like, it's a joke. Like, they doing stations and shit like that. Like, it ain't the way it used to be, trust me. So, therefore, these guys' bodies not building up that endurance.
Yeah.
You know, so you have those kind of injuries now. A lot of them. Like, a lot of Achilles injuries that you never – I'm saying you can think back to when you heard about a guy in the NBA rupturing his Achilles.
Yeah, it used to be rare.
The only person that comes to mind that was known, I'm pretty sure it was a few of them, but Dominique Wilkins is the one that come to mind the most.
Bird didn't mess his Achilles up.
I don't say he might have, but I know off the top of my head, like I know Dominique
Wilkins, yeah. Like that's, yep, I remember that happened to Nick too.
But it's so often now. Well, you see a guy, that reaction, like, oh, like, and then you automatically know what it is. But yeah, man, like them dudes, they baby, and they ain't building up that endurance and their muscles and all that shit. So they kind of soft tissue injuries is a lot. You know what I'm saying? So
and then that lead to something else, you know, the trickle down.
Yeah, you're overcompensating, you're trying to fight through it, and next thing you know, you it's always something, trust me. From experience, like, yeah, I played 56 games trying to fight through a knee injury when I should have just set my ass down.
Different cloth, man, different cloth.
Tried to fight through it and played 2 games the next season and had to get surgery on my knee and I missed the whole season, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, shit like that, like fighting through it. Like, it's tough. I'm saying, but nah, that's part of it, man. Like that's part of the grind that you got to build that endurance up. Like your body is I'm saying, like, we're not, we put our bodies through shit that they're like people not supposed to. So you got to build that shit up, man. Like, it's what it is.
Juices for life, baby. That's a good segment for my juice bar plug.
Already.
This guy's got to come get some protein and some sea moss and all that kind of stuff.
Plug it.
Yeah, I need it. I got to talk to the NBA, to the Players Association, and get the deal worked out where we, if they ain't going to work out too hard, and if the training camps ain't going to be too strenuous how they used to be when your day, at least let us get them some shakes that's going to help their bones and their Achilles and all that.
Yeah, definitely got to give them something that's going to help them stop feeding them and anti-inflammatories and all that.
And we got Pharmacy for Life, my brother Styles and his wife, so we get all that. We got everything they need.
Oh, no doubt. Plug. Plug it again. That's what we're here for, baby.
That's right. You know this week's great. What? Speaking of this week, the movie came out. Judas and the Black Messiah, the movie and the soundtrack. Did you get a chance to check either one of them out?
Haven't watched the movie yet. Was planning on it. My wife went out of town for a couple of days. She had to go to Houston, take care of some business.
Okay.
So we're going to get it in.
Yeah, it's a good movie to watch. I ain't catch the movie yet either, but I've been riding around to the soundtrack for a few days.
The soundtrack was nice.
Nipsey and Hov got a smoke on there.
Of course I heard that one.
Nas got a nice smoke on there.
Black
Thought.
They bringing them out. Oh, they bringing them out.
G Herbo got some fire on there. Mixture.
No Kiss on there?
Nice comp. Nah, they ain't call a God for Judas and the Black Messiah. I'm going to charge that to Charlene.
Yeah,
I ain't even going to charge that to management. Because Charlene, I know you got the... I'm going to charge that to you and Steve-O, Charlene. I mean, that's another conversation.
Yeah, charge it to her. Make her responsible.
I definitely check the movie. I got to check that out, though.
Yeah, I might check that out this evening, more than likely. Wife had to go out of town, take care of something, so we'll get to it. On another note, let's talk about the Gorilla Glue folks.
The female that slicked her hair with the Gorilla Glue. Sometimes to me, I be thinking people just sit down and say, I'm just going to do the stupidest thing I could do today. And I'm going to, go live, or I'm going to get on one of my social media platforms and just do something stupid. Because at the end of the day, thank God the doctors or the surgery, whatever she had to do, they was able to get it out. But why did she do that?
Let's watch this.
Let's go to the videotape.
Hey, don't lie. But look at this, man.
Why would you do that, though? Just to go viral, huh? Would you call this clout chasing?
Not in her case.
Goes wrong.
Yeah, definitely. That's a better segment, a title for it. Like I'm gonna kill him with this shit. Like, watch this. Like, ain't nobody shit been slicked down like this before. I'm gonna kill him. Yeah.
She didn't read the fine print.
That shit is not.
And then he played with. The guy that did his lips too.
Yeah. Let's talk a whole. We gonna get to his dumb ass in a second.
After all the media attention that the female caught, and it made primetime news and all over every feed, and then the dude is gonna sit down with super glue and say this don't really work. And put it on a cup and put his lip on. I hope he can never get the cup off his lips.
It's
the stupidest shit you could ever.
Yeah, and he'll fucking he's an expiring rapper. Yeah, he's an expiring rapper. Yeah,
he's 37. So there's no excuse. There's no justification.
Dumb fuck is what he is.
Let's go to the videotape.
That shit ain't true. I'm gonna show y'all something. I got some Gorilla Glue right here. Super glue real.
People stuck in the house, man, losing their fucking mind.
Put it on his cup. put in my mouth. Then I'm gonna be able to lick it and get it off. It's easy. Gorilla glue. Gone.
Then I'm gonna be able to lick it and get it off. It's crazy to say.
Yeah.
Why so? Put it on you.
She go get a sign and put super glue on that bitch and put on your forehead and say dumb fuck. Like she go get a sign and put on my head and say, look at this fool.
Look at him now.
Goddamn idiot in the emergency room.
They gonna have to take some of his lip Lee off Martin, good.
Lee Martin ended up in the emergency room. Yeah. He's no kin to me, FYI, y'all. Fool last name Martin. He ain't no kin to me. dumbass. But
that's
let's,
insane.
Yeah, let's talk about it. But my thing is, why did they have to put her under anesthesia to get this shit out of head, is what I want to know.
I mean, it had to be some type of pain or what kind of liquid what they had to do? Cut her hair out, right? Cut
some of it probably, but like some adhesive.
Yeah,
because
they left
removal.
Her with a light, little wet. They left her with a little something. They left her with a little chia pet.
Yeah, that's probably all she had to begin with. But I don't know, so I'm not going to speculate. She could have had a head full of hair. That ponytail could have been hers that they chopped off. I don't know. But I don't understand why they had to put on the local.
I don't play with anesthesia.
Yeah, no.
I don't want to go under unless I absolutely gotta go under.
Yeah, I didn't been under that too many times. But to remove it, I'm trying to figure out like
they why had she to needed probably, that.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought well, she just needed some strong doctor prescribed solution problem. I don't know why. Yeah, you're right. We gotta look into that. If the doctors is watching this show, please call in and tell us. Why does she require anesthesia to get the gorilla glue out?
Yeah, and the dude did it for free though. Shout out to the doctor for doing it.
Yeah,
for free.
Yeah, shout out to the doctor. You know what that is?
4 hours though. Yeah,
it's about that social media. He probably gonna get a lot of traffic, a lot of work. But salute to him for taking that pro bono.
Yeah, definitely. It was 4 hours too, so it wasn't.
That's a real.
A short
hold on. That answers it. Ken,
what's that?
4 hours. I don't think you could do a surgery for 4 hours without being having to go under.
Yeah, but my thing is, why did they have to put her under to begin with? Is what I'm trying to figure out.
4 hours.
Like, but she could have sat there for 4 hours and they could have ran that shit through her head and do what they was doing.
They went inside her brain because it don't take 4 hours to wash out nothing. I don't care.
You can't fix stupid. I don't care what they did to her brain. You can't fix stupid. Like, that is her and old Mr. Plastic
Super
Cup
glue
Boy.
Lip.
Yeah, Plastic Cup
Super
Boy over
glue.
Here. Like, people, man, like, just stupid, man. Like, you that hungry for attention that you, like.
Yep, they are. They thought they going to turn into, overnight success. An overnight star.
So what's the craziest
internet sensation?
Yeah. So what's the craziest shit somebody then did or sent you trying to get your attention? Like far as like to get you to listen to their music and shit like that. Like what's the wildest shit somebody then?
Now with this social media shit, people DM me all type of stuff. Can you help me? Can you listen to my music? You gotta try to decipher the pain.
As far
as
somebody like when you being out, like or somebody having
I mean,
a whole,
I
don't
have
like,
people
somebody
run
putting
down.
Up a, like putting on
a lady,
concert for you.
I had even worse. I had a lady come up to me and show me her kid's social security card. She named her kid Jadakiss. And I had a dude, him and his girl had all my albums tattooed. Him and his girl, they had all my albums tattooed on their bodies.
Oh shit, that's even better. See, there
that's
you go.
That's crazy. That's nuts. One of the illest things that ever stuck with me, a little girl came up to me before and said, "How did you get out of the TV?" You melted my heart with that. Said, "This little girl is crazy."
Yeah. Now it had actually this was like when the last couple of years, like I met this dude. I think he was from like Argentina. Like had my whole joint tattooed on him, like face, name, like yeah.
That's ill. See,
I was like, I'm checking in the live. I'm in Vegas checking in the hotel. Dude, run up on me, like shaking, like. I'm one of them, you know what I mean? I'm on point. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on one. Hey, man, you running up on me. I didn't put my back to you, drop my bag real quick. Like, yo, what?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
You know what I'm saying? Like,
throw the left out there.
Yeah, this person he with, like, his English was kind of broken a little bit, but he was explaining to me, and the person he was with, like, spoke better English. They was telling me, like, he watching me for a long time. Yeah, fan and all that. I'm like, man, it's crazy. Like
that's ill. That's ill. Our people, you'll never meet or never know the effect we have on people's lives.
Oh yeah,
that's one of the most beautiful thing of
People name their kids after me. Like that's like I met so many different people like that name their kids after me. This is the dude in Dallas. Name his kids Kenyon and Kobe. Like that shit is dope.
Fire. Like, hell yeah. Right? Fire. I got wild people named their kids, pets, all type of shit out. Crazy.
Yeah. That's what you get when you're popular and you're popping, brother. You know what I'm saying? I'm saying when you're relevant.
I don't know about naming my kid after Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah, you got
you. It's my favorite. Any of the rappers I came up loving. Yeah, I don't think I love them that much to name my kid.
Name him Kane.
Name him Kane. I mean, Kane is not Kane. A bad name.
Yeah, if you take the first part. It. You take the first part out of it.
Yeah, Big Daddy.
You ain't gonna name him Big Daddy.
Have a little kid in kindergarten. Raise your hand, Big Daddy. Yeah. Big Daddy Kane Phillips.
taking role. That shit would have been dope, though. Yeah, that's like people in class now name they King and Prince and all that. I'm saying everything else. So I'm saying it goes.
Like, definitely. World is crazy right now.
Yeah, I realized like people was nuts when I was in college, man. Like some of the shit like people asked me to sign and do when I was in school, man. Like, wow, it's like first time, like, whoa, like, no, we're not going to do that.
Yeah, I know those kind of autographs.
I'm saying right after the game, though, like, everybody lining up for autographs. Like, this ain't the private setting. There's little kids around. It's people, grandmothers and stuff around. Like, no, we ain't going to do that, man.
I signed a few racks in my career.
Oh, yeah, of course.
With permission, though, with permission from...
No. Oh, yeah, no, you got it. Yeah.
You got to be crazy when you bring your wife up to get a joint sign.
Yeah.
That's crazy anyway.
Yeah. You don't, rather, it's like having the burner, rather have it and not have it. Rather have permit. Like, hey, this okay with you, man?
Yeah.
All right, cool. Yes, you understand the environment, man. Yeah, no, that's what's up.
What else happened this week? Did you see Meek Mill and 6ix9ine going at it?
Yeah, man. I try not to speak about the clown ass boy, man. And I try not to give him none of my damn attention. But yeah, I heard about it and I saw Meek say the nigga waiting on him outside the restaurant and ran up on him. So he's trying to get me locked up.
I think you got some things you gotta let fall on deaf ears. You know what I mean? If you don't entertain some stuff, it will hurt them more than it will benefit them. Because some people are just looking for that. So.
He run up on you with his phone out recording, like
you gotta keep it smoothing. You gotta keep it smooth.
I ain't wish no ill will on nobody. You're gonna try that with the wrong person, I'm telling you, or the right person.
The right person.
Somebody gonna bust him in his shit. I'm telling you, like, it'll be all done, man. Like, you can't just be doing that and treating everybody that way, bro. Like you got, like, you fucking up. Like, you done did, like, a lot of damage to people's households, bro.
Got to move accordingly out here, man.
Yeah, especially when you foul. Like, when you foul as you are, like, you got to, like.
You got to move accordingly.
Yeah, man. Yeah, but I'm glad Meek didn't let him trick him out of his spot, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, you got to, don't let him, start entertaining clowns. You become part of the circus, man. So, I'm glad, Meek didn't let him, trick him out of his position with that bullshit, man. Cause
shout out to the Chasers.
Yeah, that shit is.
Yeah, me.
That shit is, like, beyond me, man. Like,
Got to move right. Got to be smart.
Got to, man. Like,
somebody's always trying to trick you out of your spot daily, every minute.
Yeah, that's how you stay. You stay to have that mentality. Yeah, that's how you stay away from it. Like, knowing everybody don't mean you no good.
Big facts.
Needing unfiltered. Another edition in the books. Everybody stay safe out here.
Safe. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. Wear your mask. Ooh. Wash your hands. Wash your ass. And wear your mask.
Going to make a sound like a little bar that you're going to put in the song or something.
I got to do it now. I'm going to make us a little jingle for this joint. I'm going to make us a neat and unfiltered 20-second or 30-second. But make us something nice. Don't worry about it.
Hey, I'll be waiting.
Give the people something to listen to.
I'll be waiting.
No doubt. I might need you on. I might leave a little 4-8 bar for you to fill in.
Oh, no, we're not gonna do that now. Listen, let's stick with what we do now. Like, I just talk shit. I leave that to the experts.
I might craft it for you, though. Then I just, you know how we do. Don't worry, we ain't gonna blow it up. Don't worry, we gonna work it out.
Yeah,
brother's gonna work it out, neat and unfiltered.
You know what I'm talking about? In the books.
One love.